Lesson 66. My happiness and my function are one. 1. You've surely noticed an emphasis throughout our recent lessons on the connection between fulfilling your function and achieving happiness. This is because you do not really see the connection. Yet there's more than just the connection between them. They're the same. Their forms are different, but their connection, their content, is completely one. 2. The ego does constant battle with the Holy Spirit on the fundamental question of what your function is. So does it do constant battle with the Holy Spirit about what your happiness is. It is not a two-way battle. The ego attacks and the Holy Spirit does not respond. He knows what your function is. He knows that it is your happiness. 3. Today we will try to go past this wholly meaningless battle and arrive at the truth about your function. We will not engage in senseless arguments about what it is. We will not become hopelessly involved in defining happiness and determining the means for achieving it. We will not indulge the ego by listening to its attacks on truth. We will merely be glad that we can find out what truth is. 4. Our longer practice period today has at its purpose your acceptance of the fact that not only is there a very real connection between the function God gave you and your happiness, but that they are actually identical. God gives you only happiness. Therefore, the function He gave you must be happiness, even if it appears to be different. Today's exercises are an attempt to go beyond these differences in appearance and recognize a common content where it exists in truth. Try to see the logic, yet accept the conclusion. It is also about the many forms the illusion of your function has taken in your mind and the many ways in which you tried to find salvation under the ego's guidance. Did you find it? Were you happy? Did they bring you peace? We need great honesty today. Remember the outcomes fairly and also consider whether it was ever reasonable to expect happiness from anything the ego ever proposed. Yet the ego is the only alternative to the Holy Spirit's voice. 10. You will listen to madness or hear the truth. Try to make this choice as you think about the premise on which our conclusion rests. We can share in this conclusion, but in no other, for God Himself shares it with us. Today's idea is another giant stride in the perception of the same as the same, and the different as different. On one side stand all illusions. All truth stands on the other. On one side stands all illusion. All truth stands on the other. Let us try today to realize that only the truth is true. 11. In the shorter practice periods, which would be most helpful today if undertaken twice an hour, this form of the application.